or of 600 feet. Only one-fourth of the homes in our neighborhood were notified of this rezoning request. We're a close community, and this notification was shared to bring attention to what was happening across the street from our neighborhood. I would like you to please consider, either through the commission or through the Planning and Zoning Commission, to extend a larger region of notification for rezoning for just such these purposes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you give the list? Did you give the list of those who signed the petition? Did you
No, I haven't. Never did.
You haven't? Okay.
It was signed by 100% of the neighborhood.
Okay. Commissioner Schofield, a couple of things. The Wolverine property would never be heard by the planning and zoning. That parcel's in the city of Hollister. So that one will never come before the county.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bear Mountain property, is that owned by Bear Mountain? Is that the one that goes all the way over
this actually? One and that one.
Where's Bear Mountain at?
It shows Bear Mountain.
Can you zoom out?
Yep.
I didn't know if they actually own Bear Mountain too, or if they just named their property that.
It shows the owner.
Here's the Bear Mountain.
I know, but
here.
On the other side of the highway?
That is Silver Dollar City.
Okay. What's the address for Bear Mountain?
It doesn't have one because they don't have any structures. So they've never had to get an address.
Well, it has an address.
Yeah, it does.
Select that.
I've got addresses up.
Well, it'll say who the address goes to whenever you send the tax bill.
Correct. Edgewood Street in Springfield, Missouri.
So that's not associated with Bear Mountain that we know. My point, what I was going to try and say is if it's the same owner of the actual Bear Mountain, I can't imagine it ever being developed. But if it's a different owner that used just that name,
it
I don't know.
It's a different owner.
What's that?
I think it is a different owner.
Okay, yeah, I don't know those people, so they may.
And Johnson James, that name familiar?
No.
Go ahead, sir.
Good day. Thank you for your time. I'm Ron Stevens, and I live at 107 Blue Waters Court, which is directly across from said properties. And I understand that the property that's being requested to change for NR1, the stated application is just to remodel the property and that it would be for 8 people. There's always the question of once the property is changed, in the future from NR1, other property or other things, requests for changes can occur. And I know that in the section or usage for NR1 with septic tank, most places it states that it should be 2 acres per household. There, in section 22.03, page 131, there's a place that it states that one dwelling unit per acre that has septic tank usage. And it says that that's the maximum amount. So, therefore, if that was the case and it was still under septic tank usage, there could be 3 units that's used on the property. Then the other thing I would like to talk about is Branson Cove, which is zoned to nightly rental. And the zoning for nightly rentals that are on sewer systems states that the should be a maximum of 5 units per acre, or the unit should be on a minimum of 8,000 square feet. And there has been a deviation that has been approved where most of the properties are between 4,400 square feet to 5,700 square feet. Also, the zoning states that there should be a minimum frontage of 70 feet, and the maximum frontage I could find on any of the properties in the Branson Cove was 58 square feet. So, just because the general zoning commission's rules state this thing. There can be applications to take and change to meet a specific need, and that's one of my biggest concerns. And the other, where he was, the potential new owners were talking about it being up to 8 people usage. Presently, the people that have lived there were retired people, and I believe it was mainly 2 people. So if it does go to 8 people, the well system will be seeing an increase in usage, and the septic tank system will also. And I know that I'm sort of rambling, but sorry about that. If it is under septic tank, a perk test, I believe, has to be tested to determine what the maximum number of unit or people that could be used on the property. So that may be a limiting factor, but at the same time, it could be, according to what's stated, and as my wife had stated earlier, that there could be up to 20 people per unit, which would be a significant increase in the usage from the well system. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Commissioner Schofield, the Branson Cove development is a condominium style of platting, not a lot ownership style of platting, and that's the difference there. It's in condominium style ownership.
How far away is Branson Cove from this?
Condos supposed to be
NR3? Well, no, these are single-family residential homes in NR1. Condominium can be a single home, or it can be a building with condos, apartments.
Okay.
But these are condominium single-family homes, which is NR1.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems to be a misconception that it has to be a condominium high-rise building. But you can have condominium ownership in just a single-family home. It's a style of ownership, and the way it's platted has common ground on the outside, and then only the structure is the ownership part that's kept.
When I'm reading through that stuff, I wasn't able to interpret that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a difference in between the two.
Yeah.
Remind me, Branson Cove is the one down 165 before you get to Dale Avenue?
Mm-hmm. You want me to zoom out?
No, that's all right.
I mean, it's right there.
Clarification, Scott.
Yes.
What was the maximum that you said again that could stay in the...
Well, this does not have access to sewer. And the amount of residential structure allowed on a parcel that has septic is 1 per 2 acres. This could seek a conditional use for a mother-in-law's type quarter going through planning commission that would be no larger than 1,000 square feet. But they'd have to get a conditional use permit for that accessory dwelling unit due to the size of the parcel being 3.11 acres. If it was 4 acres, 2 single-family homes could be put on separate or the same septic system, but as it stands, just 1 single-family home and a conditional use permit for a accessory dwelling unit.
And then how many people could stay in the accessory dwelling unit?
Well, depending on the number of bedrooms, but so normally 2, so foot. It'd be 6. 2-bedroom home would allow 6.
So you could have 14 people there?
Correct.
And this is
and the septic bedroom. Would have to be sized according in distance from the well.
With 3 acres, you'd have the ability to do that, though, wouldn't you?
Only with the conditional use permit approved.
Right.
And if this is resolved, they get a conditional use, they go through P&Z again and then Board of Adjustments. Is that the step? If they want a conditional use permit,
just
they go?
P&Z would approve or deny a conditional use permit application.
And if they deny, can they go to the Board of Adjustments?
They could appeal, yes.
Okay. So we're not like the plan zoning. We kind of do whatever we want. What I'm hearing, is there anybody else that wanted to speak? I'm sorry. Okay. What I'm hearing is the main concerns is the well, septic issues, future development, traffic through your subdivision, not necessarily on 265, correct? What else? What else am I missing?
I was hearing traffic coming out on the S-curve.
So possible traffic issues, safety concerns there. So you're concerned for the safety of the people that are visiting?
Correct, because they're not used to pulling in and out in that blind curve situation.
Well, I would ask the county commission to ask what kind of facts they have to. I've measured that across, and it's got quite a bit of sight line. But
I'm not going to agree or disagree with their concerns. Correct. I'm just trying to figure out what their concerns are.
Perfect.
Is there any other concerns that I'm missing? And I'm. This is not a. You don't like it. It's different.
Right.
And that's valid to me. I don't disagree with that. So, scared of the future. Scared of what's going to happen. And again, this may not be proper. Don't really care. Cold. How do you want to address some of those concerns? Because you're going to have to sell me on it just like you're going to have to sell the residents and the neighbors on it.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so,
thank you for that opportunity to respond. Thanks for pointing out the sightline issue. It's pretty clear, and you have good visibility as far as turning onto the highway. So I don't see that as being a safety issue. I've heard the concerns about traffic through the adjoining neighborhood. Actually, while I was sitting there, I used Apple Maps and Google Maps, and I mapped directions from Harrison and from Branson into that property, and never was either the primary or the secondary recommended route run through the Table Rock Heights neighborhood.
It's not going to be a recommended route, but you know people are going to be nosy. They're going to be driving around. Hey, let's see what's up there, and they're going to drive through there. Now, those are county roads. I'm assuming you can sit there and argue both sides.
Yeah. But in terms of this property as a destination, there would be little reason that I could imagine to drive through that neighborhood. Yes, if they want a Sunday drive, just like any of us, to see a neighborhood, sure. And Table Rock Heights is a pretty neighborhood to drive through, so why not? But I don't see the fact that this is a nightly rental contributing to any traffic issues within their neighborhood. The water well concern, I've sold a lot of properties in Taney County and have been through a lot of well inspections and, worked with developers. I've never known a single family well, 400 feet away from a subdivision impacting the water supply within that subdivision because there's an insufficient aquifer. I've never encountered that. I just don't think that there's any evidence to support the fact that somehow this one single well that's the same well, same pump that's always been there is going to diminish the water supply in an adjacent neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, do you guys have a shared well? Or do you guys each all have your own individual wells, or what do you guys have?
Sure.
Shared well?
If you did have problems with the well, then you would just have to drill it deeper. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've tested the well. It's sufficient.
Or drop the, depends on how, it may just have to drop the pump. I mean, there's no talon on.
If the
adjoining neighborhood has water pressure issues, it's likely
pump issues or those types.
Yeah, something that they can improve with their well that isn't impacted by, we've got plenty of water. That's one thing.
Okay, as long as the water's there.
Yeah, we have plenty of water. There's usually not a problem with that around the Ozarks. And I do respect the concerns of the neighboring property owners. I do. They have the right to quiet enjoyment of their residential community. I support that fully. If I thought that somehow our proposal was going to negatively impact their ability to enjoy their residence quietly, I wouldn't stand before you today. Again, that goes back to my opening statement of I would only bring this application if I believed that it was an appropriate rezoning request and it was an appropriate fit. And to me, highway frontage with commercially zoned property adjacent, if you can't rezone that to nightly rental use, then there may not be a parcel in the county that makes sense to, you know. The property will not change. The